The reports had come in from dew line stations in the Arctic and some parts of Canada. It continued on its almost leisurely way to wipe out all population centers in the southern hemisphere. But at this point, something else began to happen. Isolated observers and satellites reported tanks of a strange design materializing one after the other in various parts of the world and mopping up fleeing hordes of human beings. Stage 2. Teleportation, thought Johnny. Military reports, out of sequence and incomplete, were shuffled in with the reports of the tanks. All major military airfield installations, whether gassed out of existence or not, were being blown to bits by strange, very fast flying craft. Battle planes teleported in at the same time as the tanks. Reports of some tanks exploding, some battle planes exploding, reasons not known. Manned craft, thought Johnny. Breathe gas hitting areas of radiation caused by firing on the drone with nuclear weapons. The drone, spotted by satellite, landing near Colorado City, Colorado, causes most structures there to collapse. Preset remote control, thought Johnny. Even their central command mine site had been picked out. Whole area carefully plotted and observed by casting picto recorders. Rough, uncontrolled landing of drone near pre-planned command area. Tank spotted by satellite, shooting at pocket of cadets wearing flight oxygen masks at the Air Force Academy. Report by acting commander of Corps of Cadets. Then, no further communication. The last battle, thought Johnny. Efforts from the comm room to contact somebody, anybody, anywhere, via a remote antenna located 300 miles to the north. Antenna location bombed by enemy battle plane. Radio tracking, thought Johnny. Unspotted, but with their air shut off, the president and his aides and staff had lasted 2 more hours until they died of asphyxiation. Johnny put the papers respectfully in a protecting mine bag. Feeling a bit strange for speaking, he said to the corpse,
I'm sorry no help came. We're something over 1,000 years late.
He felt very bad. His gloom would have followed him as he left the dreary, dark, cold quarters, had not the barking, cheery voice of Dunaldin sprung from the radio at his belt. Johnny halted and acknowledged.
Johnny, laddie,
said Dunaldin.
You can stop worrying yourself about scraping uranium out of the dirt. There is a full nuclear arsenal, complete with assorted bombs, intact, just 30 miles north of here. We found the map, and a plane just checked it out. Now all we've got to worry about is blowing off our innocent little heads and exploring this whole planet in the bargain.